Back here on Darren Adonik on this Thursday morning. Always enjoy our conversation with Diana Benedict. She's Mookie Betts' mom. Bad start, air, host. Bobbled it. I'm still trying to make a strong throw to first to make the play. I think I recovered. Diana, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Oh, we're hanging in there. It's always good to catch up with you. So what's new and exciting? And, you know, when we first started talking to you, you guys were trying to establish this charity and the charity work and the foundation and everything. And now that you've got your feet underneath you and you guys have had this thing going, how is it today as opposed to when you were first starting out?
Well, I have guys like you and Willie to help me, so it's a wonderful thing. But after so many years of having success and actually going through a trial and error period, it's really pretty easy now. Again, the community has been great, and so we have a lot of support and help. But it's really a fun event. We try to make our events where whether you're a novice or whether you're an expert, you still have fun. Because that's what it really should be about.
I thought of you recently. I showed up to the Y on, I believe it was a Sunday afternoon, I'm pretty sure, here recently. I jump on the elliptical machine, and it's got a television on it, and I'm flipping through the channels, and I come to ESPN, and they're doing some celebrity bowling tournament, and sure enough, there's Mookie bowling in this tournament, which didn't that's surprise funny. Me at all, but I thought about, obviously, so, you know, your all's background and some of the stuff we've talked about with you before. I didn't even see, his team ended up winning?
He actually, they made it different this year. So they actually have three types of event in one event. So there's like a team event with, I think, four people. And then there's one with a double, just you and one other partner. And then there's one kind of a singles event. So he actually did horrible in the singles event.
Oh, really?
I think he ended up like third or something.
Wow.
And then the doubles event, they came in second, and then his team won, though. So I say horrible because I told him his goal in the bowling event is to win. And if you didn't win, you lost. So so I say horrible, but it wasn't that bad. But
Willie,
he didn't do well.
Willie, we've been around Diana. We know where Mookie Betts gets his, you know, competitiveness.
Yes.
It would be mom.
Of course.
If you don't finish first, you're last, right?
I mean, I told Mookie when he was little, I said, what's your goal? And he says, to win. I'm like, okay, we're on the same page, hon.
All right.
We're on the same page.
What's your assessment of how he's played this year and how the Red Sox look to this point?
Well, I think Mookie's done well. I actually was a little nervous when Mookie had the injury because twisting, and when you start dealing with injuries to your side and back and stomach and that type of thing, they're a little touchy. So I think he's done well, and I think that the Red Sox were within all their rights to make sure that he was fully recovered before, you know, he went back out to play. But I've been very pleased with Mookie's progress this year. You know, I just think he's taking his time, and you have to focus on you. Again, since the injury, I think he's more cautious, and you know, you kind of a little more reserved, and you restrict yourself when you're not relaxed. And I think that's part of what it is now. Mookie just doesn't want to re-injure himself, so it's a little, you know, precaution there. That's what I see.
Well, right now, let's talk about what he's done. He's hitting .340. Hit two for four last night. A .424 on base percentage, .688 slugging, and he's right now the leading vote getter for the All-Star ballots, which of course we've got a couple more weeks to go, but he's looking good. Diana, more votes than Mike Trout. That says something right there. You got to be pretty excited about that. Now I've voted. My whole family, we've voted for Mookie a couple of times, so we've contributed.
Good. Well, to say I'm not proud of Mookie would be an understatement. I am extremely proud of him, and I think he's done well. Again, I'm hoping that all the national community as well as others will vote for Mookie. I think he really puts in the time and the effort. But again, you know, those are stats, and it's kind of hard to, you know, maintain those stats sometimes when you're injured. So that's kind of what I'm looking at it. I'm fearful that I don't want him to build himself up and then if he has one little flaw, then, you know, the whole world's looking down on him. But to say I'm not proud of him, that's an understatement.
How has it looked to you? We're excited about him because he's from here, of course, in this area. But how have you seen his relationship grow with the Red Sox fans? I mean, they're everywhere. If you go see him on the road, as you know, Diana, pick a city. Wherever you go, there's Red Sox fans that are there to see the Sox. There's such a huge following. So have you seen him bond with that group?
It's really funny. In Boston, and like you say, where there's California, especially if I'm walking with him, it's like, Mookie Betts, Mookie Betts. I'm like, it's funny to see this little kid that I raised that goes all over the world and people know you. It's just, it's really a dream come true. You want to be, you know, that fan favorite. But for everybody to know you, it's really funny. In some places, oh, you're Mookie's mom. I'm like, and you know that how? And then I have to sit back and, and, you know, look at it. But it's a good feeling, to be honest, especially when it's a positive, you know, relationship.
Well, they're playing really well right now as a team, and it's going to be a heck of a race, at least for the division. And, of course, as we know, the way the playoffs are, you got to try to avoid that wild card game, which would make your season come down to one game to continue in the playoffs. So Yankees against the Red Sox throughout the summer, this is going to be a heck of a race.
Oh, right. And I told Judd last year when we were at the All-Star game, I said, this is probably the only time that I'm going to cheer for you.
So, is that right?
It's not that I'm against you, but today I'm your fan. I think it's really panning out to be everything that we want baseball to be. You don't want it to be that rivalry. You want it to be, you know, competition. You want it to be fierce. You want it to be competitive. And I think that's what it's coming down to. You know, if you look out on Facebook and Twitter and all of the comments, sometimes they can be very discouraging, you know, because they'll down one player. And any one player, in my opinion, can have a bad day. You know, that's just the nature of the game.
Yes.
But I think that we've got the right chemistry on our team because those guys really get along well. And that's what it takes sometimes, you know, the chemistry on the team to make it work. And I think that, you know, we'll be there at the end.
You've had a chance to go to some different places, as you mentioned, whether it's just going to see Mookie play a game or two or a series. You're around those guys, and you've been to the All-Star game a couple of times now. Who have been your favorite guys that you've met through Mookie? Who are a couple of personalities that stand out?
My favorite by far is Altuve. He is the nicest guy, and it's so funny for me to be standing next to a baseball player, and I'm as tall as he is. I'm thinking, this is so fun. But he is just so down to earth, and I took a picture with him the last couple of years. And so last year I asked him, I said, you don't even know who I am. Oh, yes, I do. You're Mookie's mom. But he is just so personable and just natural. He's, you know, he's just genuine, in my opinion. I like him. I really do.
Hey, what a player. He's amazing. You know, he's got – you know, for a guy his size, he's got some pretty good power. Now, Mookie's got 18 home runs so far this year, Diana. I'm thinking, when he grew up, how many home runs did he hit? Did he hit a lot of home runs?
No, absolutely not. I tried to ask him when he was in high school, to be honest, and I missed very few games. I don't remember him hitting any in high school. And if he did, it may have been one. You know, I do remember some almost. You know, it hit the wall or hit the fence. But I don't remember any home runs in high school with Mookie.
So where,
I really don't.
Where is this coming from? It's just amazing. He hit a bunch last year, and now he's on pace. As you mentioned, he missed some time with an injury, or else he might even be further along. But he's got a chance to set a new personal record if he keeps going here. It's just his swing, I guess, is good for Fenway Park, but it's not like he doesn't hit him in other places either.
Well, I think it's just his bat swing and his, you know, his quickness. Mookie hits, you know, when I played softball, I wasn't a big softball player. I wasn't a big girl, but I got the barrel of the bat on the ball, which is where, you know, between that and your quickness of your swing is where your power is going to come from. So it's just a matter of, you know, making sure you hit the fat part of the bat with the ball. That's the only thing I can think of is, you know, you have to practice on the swing and have the right swing. Because Mookie's not a big guy. I mean, 180 pounds, you know, 5'10", is very small for any sport, to be honest, whether it's baseball or basketball, especially football. But he's really not a big guy. So you have to have that edge, which is you know, the quickness of your swing and the bat speed.
Another thing that Darren and I talk about a lot is the amount of strikeouts that are happening in the game. And Mookie is the exception. He does not strike out very much, and that's a big benefit to him. Is that something that you stressed and you guys stressed a lot watching him play growing up just to put the ball in play?
Oh, that's funny you should say that, because he will tell you the one thing that I always said in high school: if you hit the ball, that you at least have a chance of getting on. If you strike out, you're not going to get on. Unless the catcher misses the ball, striking out is not an option. So you at least need to put some wood on the ball in order to have a chance to get on base. And so, you know, even if you pop out, which, of course, we don't want to pop out or ground out, but at least hit the ball to have a chance. So I've always stressed that, even when I was coaching him when he was little. Just hit the ball, and then we'll work on everything else after that.
Diana, when's your next trip? Where are you going?
I'm going to Yankee Stadium, of course.
Oh.
Yankee Stadium. Good, yeah. I got to see Judge and some of the rest of them. But, yeah, we're going to Yankee Stadium.
Don't wear a hat. It'll blow off from the breezes of the Yankees striking out. Let me tell you that. There's plenty of whiffs in that game.
Well, we'd like to see that, right?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, that's a beautiful stadium, though. And, again, that's where he made his major league debut. So it has a little more meaning for me.
Wow.
You know, to go back. But that's it's really great. A nice stadium.
What did he do in that game?
It was Sunday night baseball game, wasn't it?
Yeah, he made a defensive, what they call a defensive area error, because he tried to dive after a ball, and boy, he got, you know, criticized all the whole game for that play, you know, trying to dive after instead of waiting and catching it on the bounce. But of course, he hit into a double play and got talked about for that. But Derek Jeter caught his first hit and gave, you know, threw the ball back to him. But
oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was. You know, some memories there, of course. And I was more nervous than he was.
I believe that. Hey, thanks for doing this. As always, have fun up there, and we'll do it again here soon.
Sounds good. Thank you so much. And everybody go vote.
Yes. There you go. Vote for Mookie.
Good message.
Gotta keep that
vote
lead.
For Mookie.
That is Diana
right, thank
Benedict.
Thank you so much.
That is Mookie Betts' mom. If you haven't figured that out by now, always cool to catch up with her, and she's right when she says she's more nervous than he is. She's a mess during the games, but she is a true competitor.
Yeah.
Just
she
be
is.
Around her. You'll see it. You'll see the competitive spirit. That's where Mookie got it, because she is all about winning.
And when we first met her, she was nice enough to take our kids to meet some of the Red Sox players. It was the time of a lifetime.
Yeah.
It really was amazing. But what we saw was how much the players love her.
Yeah.
Mookie's mom. I mean, she is popular. They love her, and they'll do anything that she asks. So my son and his cousin, my niece, they were just walking right behind Mookie's mom. They got to meet everybody. It was great.
That's awesome. Why don't you tell everybody about boats?
Okay. Well, it's a little wet, at least where we are.
Covered boats.
We're pretty close to Percy Priest, so it's probably a little wet out in the water today, but I got to tell you, we're actually scheduled to go out on Friday. That would be tomorrow to use our membership at the Nashville Boat Club. It's outstanding. They do a great job over there. They have 12 years now of service. It's a great system that works. They came up with this idea because they know a lot of you, it's a lot of hassle and effort to own and operate a boat. And so they want to take some of that out of there and still create all the great things about being out on the water. The convenience of it, the variety of different boats, so you're not just confined to one boat. And they put it all into one package. It's a membership, just like you would be a member at a golf club or a tennis club or something like that. And so with those membership fees, you get access to all these boats, over 50 in the fleet, four different lakes. It's fantastic. 232-9100 is the number. Or go online at nashvilleboatclub.net and check out all that they have to offer there. But if you like water skiing, you like wakeboarding, if you like just pulling the inner tube, that's our specialty. We just like grab onto that thing and slalom up and down, and we have a great time. The pontoon boats that they have out there can accommodate up to 15 or 16 people. It's fantastic. Get a big group out there, and you go. You just call, reserve the boat, show up. It's gassed up, ready to go. So, again, take a tour. Find out more. 232-9100 for the Nashville Boat Club. Don't buy a boat. Join the club. NashvilleBoatClub.net.